T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Kansas Highway Patrol reporting an employee of the Kansas Department of Transportation is in critical condition after he was hit while working in Newton. It happened Tuesday morning at I-135 between 1st Street and Broadway. KHP reports 42-year-old Nathan Talcott got out of his vehicle on the shoulder of I-135 when he was hit by an oncoming van. Talcott suffered critical injuries and was rushed to Via Christi St. Francis in Wichita. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A line of thunderstorms were stretching across central Kansas. A few of those may make their way into the Wichita area, but we think the greater chance of storms will be this afternoon and this evening. Our high today around 87, cloudy tonight with occasional rain and storms, then clearing after midnight. Our low 68, tomorrow's high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 73 degrees and a south wind at 12 miles per hour. In western Kansas, a Stafford County sheriff says the body of a county commissioner has been found underneath an overturned lawnmower. The sheriff says 42-year-old Shane Landon Steinmates was found dead Monday morning near the mower in a pond in rural St. John.
The former mayor of Lawrence, Jeremy Farmer, has been sentenced to 10 months in federal prison for embezzling money from a food bank.
Farmer also was ordered to pay restitution of more than $81,000 for taking the money from the nonprofit Just Food when he was the organization's executive director. Farmer also will be on 2 years of supervised release following completion of his prison term. Farmer pleaded guilty in September 2016 to interstate transportation of embezzled funds and securities. Farmer was hired as executive director of Just Food in 2011. He was elected to the Lawrence City Commission in April 2013, and the commissioners voted him mayor in April 2015. He resigned both positions in August 2015. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A food delivery man was robbed in the Hilltop neighborhood in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday night west of Oliver and Harry. The victim, a 63-year-old man.
The victim stated he was delivering food for China King Restaurant to a home in the 4200 block of East Menlo. And upon arriving, he was flagged down by 5 unknown suspects. One of the suspects produced a handgun.
The suspects ran away with the food and money.
North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un now says, quote, "We will watch this stupid America behavior a bit longer." That statement apparently indicating that no immediate attack on a U.S. territory is planned. In Guam, Homeland Security Advisor George Charfaros expressing optimism that peace efforts will prevail.
There's currently no change in the threat level. It has not changed since the past. It has not changed now. And we expect that the threat level will remain the same.
The Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles announcing it's going to take down a Confederate memorial marker from its grounds. The 6-foot granite and bronze marker stands over graves of about 30 Confederate Army veterans and their families. Hollywood Forever President Tyler Cassidy says the monument is owned by the Long Beach chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, who made the decision to remove it after public outcry against Confederate monuments across the country.
The daughters said we are we're a benevolent organization. We didn't seek this attention, and we don't want to be part of this uproar.
The nation's airlines are predicting another record-shattering Labor Day travel weekend.
The Airlines for America Trade Group's John Heimlich says Labor Day travel should jump 5% more than the 15.5 million people who flew the same time last year.
People are voting with their wallets and traveling in droves, and I think they are very happy with the new product.
Not that happy, says Flyers Rights President Paul Hudson.
Well, there was a court decision a couple of weeks ago that requires the FAA to look at regulating seat size.
Airlines say tighter seats often mean lower fares. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
8:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS, and time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. And Ted's going to tell us about an award Major award for a singer, right, Ted?
Yeah, a big, nice honor for a popular performer.
Pink will receive the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the MTV Video Music Awards a week from Sunday. She's in good company. Past recipients include Beyoncé, Madonna, Peter Gabriel, Rihanna, and others. Pink's new album, Beautiful Traumas, due out October 13th. The motorcycle racing team that was home to Joy S.J. Harris, the stunt performer killed on the set of Deadpool 2 in Vancouver, Canada, Monday, has posted a statement on Facebook, calling her, quote, an extraordinary woman with a beautiful spirit who, quote, will be remembered for her groundbreaking career as the first African-American female road racer.
I didn't do what they say I did.
That's David Mueller after Monday's verdict in Denver, finding he did indeed grope Taylor Swift's rear end 4 years ago. He tells ABC he'll continue to try to clear his name. I'm Christopher Watson.
During an appearance on CBS's The Late Show last night, Daniel Craig confirmed that he will reprise his role of 007 in the next James Bond movie. Now, that contradicts a statement that he made after his last Bond movie, Spectre, in which he said, quote, I would rather slash my wrists than play Bond again. Here it is from CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
There's no point in making excuses about it, but it was 2 days after I finished shooting the last movie.
Sure.
I went straight into an interview and someone said, would you do another one?
Oh, okay.
And I went, no. And I, instead of saying something, you know, with style and grace, I gave a really stupid answer.
Now, appears he will be back as 007, Daniel Craig.
I imagine the money's pretty good.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. The live rounds kicked off on last night's edition of America's Got Talent. 9-year-old Angelica wowed the judges with her cover of Clarify by Zedd featuring Foxes. And reaction from Judge Simon Cowell.
If love is tragedy, why are you?
It was a great choice of song. I thought you started a little bit nervously and hesitantly, and then out of nowhere, because you knew what was coming, we didn't know what was coming, you just hit us with that killer high note at the end. And that was amazing.
Thank you so much.
It was very, very, very good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, 9 years old.
9 years
Angelica.
Old.
Angelica. Yeah, good
wow.
for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some good pipes.
Good pipes.
Go to live rounds of America's Got Talent. Oh, boy.
Good pipes.
I will go with Angelica anytime over some of these bozos they have on Bachelor in Paradise. We've got some real Mensa members here. The second night of the two-night season premiere of ABC's Bachelor in Paradise concluded last night. Let's check in with Amanda, who says she's not into Alex.
I already have two kids. I don't need another little person following me around needing attention.
Okay. There was also a wedding between Evan and Carly. Here's the touching proposal.
Carly Waddell. Will you freaking marry me?
Yes or no?
Will you freaking marry me?
If I'd have said that to my wife, she'd have decked me.
Oh, gosh. Let's move on. The wedding between Evan and Carly.
Yeah.
Here's their wonderful, touching vows.
See our love like this ocean. So deep, so wild, untamed. And so much to explore. I promise to never stop exploring you.
See what happens guy, when you let people write their own vows?
That guy shows up in a locker room. It'll be the end of his life.
Yeah. Wow. Some people were hooking up. Some didn't have any luck, such as poor Lacey.
There's no one here interested in talking to me at all. Like, I spent the whole day trying to talk to at least everyone, and it's just, like, literally, like, I'm just rejected and defeated.
Poor Lacey.
That's too bad, Lacey.
Wow. Derek and Taylor went out on a date. Here's Taylor's wrap-up of that.
I don't like the notion that there's, like, the one.
Yeah.
Or, like, someone who, like, completes your puzzle piece. Like, be your own full puzzle. And then have, like, another puzzle next to your puzzle that, like, really complements the colors in your puzzle.
What?
What? Apparently, she likes to say the word puzzle.
You know.
And
I got to tell you this. Guys will put up with a lot of silliness. If they're really good-looking women. That's a sexist thing to say, but it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Go ahead.
And let's check in one more time at the Evan and Carly wedding as Carly recites some of her handwritten vows.
Evan, I love you, and I choose you. You're my best friend. You're my weirdo. You're my lobster. You are my everything. And I love you.
You're my lobster.
Is that what you said?
That's what she said.
Calling him a lobster?
She says, you're my weirdo, you're my lobster.
My lobster.
And I love you. Yeah. There you go.
I'd want to be compared to a crustacean with a great big claw, would you?
No. Bachelor in Paradise on ABC last night. Crayfish,
maybe.
Notify Mensa.
Yeah. Okay.
A famous passing 40 years ago today, and Game of Thrones news.
40 years ago today, the king of rock and roll said goodnight, and fans are remembering Elvis Presley on the anniversary of his death. They lined up outside Graceland, his home-turned museum, for Elvis Week. But some aren't happy that for the first time, fans are being charged to see his grave. Around $30.
Elvis wouldn't like it if he knew that the fans were charged to go up there and see. You know, he wouldn't like it.
I'm all shook up.
Elvis was just 42 when he died of a heart attack August 16, 1977.
It's a freak.
It's a direwolf.
Game of Thrones has been credited with a rise in popularity for huskies, the dog breed that looks like the mythical direwolves from the show, but Game of Thrones actor Peter Dinklage has teamed up with PETA to ask you to think twice before buying a husky, saying many are being abandoned once the novelty wears off.
Hello!
If you missed Lionel Richie's show in Las Vegas, worry not, he's adding 14 more dates through next year.
Come on!
And happy birthday, Madonna. She turns 56 today. I'm Jason Athenson.
They're charging people $30 to go see Elvis's grave.
Boo.
Not good.
You can see Eisenhower's grave for nothing.
Not in favor of that.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yes, Elvis passed away 40 years ago today. Here's a little audio from a young Elvis talking about his controversial dance style on the stage.
Sad tidings tonight. Elvis Presley, late of Tupelo, Mississippi.
Well, I don't smoke and I don't drink, and I love to go to movies. Maybe someday I'm going to have a home and a family of my own, and I'm not going to budge from it. I was an only child, but maybe my kids won't be. I suppose this kind of talk raises another question. Am I in love? No. I thought I'd been in love, but I guess I wasn't. It just passed over.
Wow.
Interesting to hear a young Elvis talk about his future life
there.
His
philosophy, yeah.
Elvis passed away 40 years ago today. On that very same day, the Debbie Boone song, You Light Up My Life, was released. And it would go on to...
On the same day?
That very same day.
77.
1977. Of course, that song would go on to dominate the music charts for the remainder of the year.
Thankfully,
in 1977.
Yes. It was at
number one for months. happened on this day in 1977.
Couldn't get enough of that one, no sir.
And a couple of birthdays for you to wrap it up.
Yeah.
How about actress Anne Blythe?
Anne Blythe
is 89 today.
Mm.
Of course, she had her greatest success when she was 17 years old.
Vita!
And she played the bratty young daughter on Mildred Pierce.
Vita! Mildred Pierce.
Great movie. She got nominated for an Oscar for that movie. Anne Blythe was a B.
She
was bad.
She was bad, but she was good.
Yep. But she was so good in that movie. She was 17 when she did that movie.
Wow.
Now she's 89. Happy birthday to Anne Blythe. And it's Catwoman's birthday. Happy birthday to actress Julie Newmar.
Statuesque.
Oh, that's a good word.
Yeah.
84 today. Happy birthday, Catwoman. Julie Newmar is 84. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. What size pizza do you want? Small, medium, large, or the giant?
The giant.
Whatever size you need, they'll get you fixed up. Right, piping hot to your table and so super tasty. It's right down on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. Local business in trouble for not paying taxes. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal has that story. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.